This is the parallax for Saturday, July 25th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're starting in Washington, where President Trump returned to the White House Correspondents' Dinner Friday night, 3 months after an armed gunman disrupted the original event in April. Trump delivered an hour-long speech that opened with jokes and condemnations of political violence, then shifted into familiar territory. Attacks on Democrats and the press. He made quips about running for a third and even a fourth term, roasted members of his own cabinet, and mocked prominent Democrats. WHCA President Weijia Jiang opened the evening declaring, "We are back. We will not be intimidated." But how outlets framed the speech tells you something about the broader political conversation. NPR called it a rambling address. The Guardian reported it started well enough, but quickly moved to the usual insults, taunts, jokes, and grievances. And notably, the administration had abandoned a bid to subpoena reporters just a day before. Fox News, meanwhile, reported Trump scrapped his combative speech for a unity-themed address, though he still took familiar jabs at opponents and his own cabinet. Axios described it more neutrally. Trump opened with self-deprecating humor before descending into a litany of familiar complaints about reporters and Democrats, while condemning political violence. The Washington Examiner called the speech at times unifying, at other times polarizing. In election news, the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee voted Friday to keep South Carolina first in the 2028 presidential primary calendar, defeating Nevada's bid for the coveted opening slot. The decision followed what Axios called a contentious, racially fraught debate, with South Carolina supporters arguing the state's large black population, the party's most loyal voting bloc, deserved to weigh in first. The full DNC still must ratify the decision. Here's where outlet framing diverged. NPR and The Guardian both emphasized the move as an effort to prioritize black and Latino voters. The Guardian noted South Carolina received a slim majority of the committee vote. Axios called it a coup for black leaders. Fox News framed it more simply. The DNC picked South Carolina after battle over key voting blocks. In a more concerning development, President Trump signed an executive order directing the Interior Department to display signs on federal sidewalks outside the Smithsonian National Museum of American History, accusing the institution of historical inaccuracy. The order also directs creation of a temporary exhibit intended to offer what the administration considers a corrective account of American history. The Guardian reported the order directs signs that accuse the institution of inaccuracy, with Trump and allies saying the museum has politicized itself by focusing too heavily on injustices in American history. The BBC noted the Trump administration has often accused the world's largest research museum of harboring an anti-American bias. Fox News reported the signs would direct visitors to a White House report on the museum. The New York Post added that Trump also directed creation of a temporary exhibit intended to correct what his administration considers inaccurate historical information. Turning now to the Middle East, where the situation continues to escalate. The United States conducted airstrikes on Iran for a 13th consecutive night, while Tehran launched retaliatory attacks on U.S. targets in the Gulf. Trump told reporters he was close to deciding whether to launch a massive attack. But there's also a diplomatic thread here. Axios reported the U.S. and U.K. are planning a high-level international conference in London next week to build a coalition aimed at protecting maritime shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, described as a key element of any U.S. exit strategy from the conflict. The coverage reflects this tension between escalation and diplomatic off-ramps. NPR reported Trump threatens a major escalation, while Tehran launches retaliatory attacks. Al Jazeera noted, Trump stated the U.S. remains locked and loaded while pursuing diplomatic talks. Fox News reported Trump's campaign now focuses on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, but no clear conditions exist for ending strikes as nuclear talks stall. Axios, meanwhile, presented the London conference as the more concrete development, a pathway out, even as the immediate situation deteriorates. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to visit Trump at the White House on Tuesday. That's the Parallax for Saturday, July 25th. Thanks for listening.